Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle of Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, November 25th, through Thursday, December 1st, 2022. November 25th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, what can I say on a day given over to consumerism? This day is called Black Friday because of the profits shopkeepers make. In heaven, we call it Black Friday because of the darkness that overtakes hearts. Please be reminded that what is of value is not a bargain on earth, but a treasure, a sacrifice of prayer, laid up as treasure to be collected in heaven. Heaven is where your treasure should be." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, 1 through 4. "If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Another note is given to read James chapter 4, verse 4. "Unfaithful creatures, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 26th, 2022. The Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Once again today, dear children, I invite you to realize that the whole of creation was made to bring souls into heaven with the Trinity and me. Nothing else is a priority over this truth. Use everything God has given you in the world, talents, crosses, to attain your goal of eternal joy in heaven. Once you are here, you will realize the well-meaning of my words to you today. Do not be overwhelmed with any cross, as I am always supporting you, just as I was in the background supporting Jesus in his passion and death. Nothing is too great that holy love cannot be victorious over it. Every part of your life is present to you for a reason. Live the present moment, trusting that God is with you. A note is given to read Romans chapter 5, 1 through 2. "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God." Another note is given to read Romans chapter 8, verse 28. "We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." Scripture verses asked to be read by Blessed Virgin Mary. November 27th, 2022. The Feast of Our Lady of the Miraculous Medal. First Sunday of Advent. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, restore the present moment in your hearts by asking me to show you each present moment grace. Each grace is different in its coming and in its activity in your hearts. Each grace has its own reward, its own enlightenment. I have individual ways of drawing each heart back to the candor of the truth of where each soul needs to be, and how he can come closer to me. For the goal of personal holiness is an ever-deepening relationship with me. There are individual ways of achieving this lofty goal. So, when you pray for someone's conversion, pray that first and foremost they desire to come closer to me. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 3, 12 through 15. Take care, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we share in Christ, if only we hold our first confidence firm to the end, while it is said, today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 28, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, a sign of deepening personal holiness is to always place others' needs ahead of your own. Do not be so quick to consider cost to self, but always the cost to others' well-being. Today, work on taking this message to heart. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 1 through 7. And you he made alive when you were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Among these we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of body and mind, and so we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 29th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, in order to maintain peace of heart, you must ward off anything which opposes holy love in your heart. These things could be certain situations, certain people, or fears of future events, which may never occur. Sometimes Satan tempts the soul to cling to his own free will, which is in opposition to my divine will. Other times, the soul does not accept the all-powerful defines of my mercy over his own past sins. Any misgivings the soul harbors in his heart towards his relationship with me is not based in truth, so long as the soul desires an ever-deepening union with me. Therefore, do not ruminate over your failings in this regard, but celebrate your victories in holy love. I judge the truth and depth of holy love in your heart. Your weaknesses in this regard stand only as distractions from a more perfect love. A note is given to read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 4 through 7, and 13. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful. It is not arrogant or rude. Love does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrong, but rejoices in the right. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. So faith, hope, love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. November 30th, 2022, the Feast of St. Andrew the Apostle. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, as we finished out the church year, make a firm commitment to attend Mass reverently throughout the future year ahead. Be on time, with a reverent heart and willingness to consecrate the day to my divine will for you. Honor me by your close attentiveness to the sacrifice of the Mass, your reverent rosaries, and your desire to please me by your high regard for my commandments. In reward, I give to you my promise of a firm desire to tend to your needs through each present moment grace. You will take note of that throughout the coming year. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 18 and 21 through 22. Little children, let us not love in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. December 1st, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, as this Advent season moves forward, prepare your hearts much in the same way Saint Joseph prepared the manger for the infant Jesus. Add straws to the manger in the form of extra sacrifices and prayers. Provide a blanket covering in the form of your yes to holy love. All of this will increase your heartfelt joy on Christmas morning. Just as sacrifices are experienced in the heart, the rewards of sacrifices reverberate in the heart as well. A note is given to read Luke chapter 2, 6 through 7. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.